Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. Today, Jane and I are diving into some big stories, starting with the much-anticipated return of Anthropic's Fable 5 AI model. It's been offline for nearly 3 weeks, so this is huge news, right, Jane?
Absolutely, Paul. The U.S. government pulled Fable 5 offline due to export controls after some Amazon researchers found security flaws. Now it's back, but with some significant new guardrails, and notably, a government seat at the table for future model deployments.
That's quite a concession from Anthropic. The Digest mentions these new safety filters are blocking cybersecurity issues over 99% of the time, but it also warns they might flag harmless coding requests, which seems a bit contradictory for a model known for its coding prowess.
It really is, Paul. The community reaction has been pretty mixed, with some users on platforms like Reddit noting that Fable 5 is actually falling back to Opus 4.8 for coding tasks. It makes you wonder what the main use case is now if its best coding agent features are being held back.
That's a fair point, Jane. Speaking of agents, we're seeing more developments in that space. Factory just launched Droid Shield 2.0, an AI-powered secret detection system for autonomous agents. And xAI also rolled out some new Grok phone agents.
Yes, Paul. It highlights the growing need for robust security as AI agents become more autonomous and handle sensitive information. Droid Shield 2.0 is designed to prevent agents from leaking secrets, which is crucial for enterprise adoption.
And to assess these agents, we now have Senior SWE Bench, an open-source benchmark for AI coding agents. This seems like a timely release, given the Fable 5 situation and the push for more capable coding assistants.
It truly is, Paul. Benchmarks like SWE Bench are essential for evaluating agent performance objectively. It also ties into the broader challenge open-source large language models face, where, despite personal use improvements, commercial reliability hurdles remain a significant issue.
Switching gears a bit, the AI investment landscape is still incredibly active. Together AI just raised a massive $800 million at an $8.3 billion valuation for open model infrastructure. That's a serious vote of confidence.
It certainly is, Paul. This funding underscores the increasing demand for infrastructure that supports open-source large language models and their deployment. It shows investors are betting big on the future of accessible and customizable AI solutions.
And in another interesting partnership, OpenAI and Thrive Holdings are teaming up to develop tax AI for complex tax returns. This could really change the game for financial professionals and individuals alike.
Absolutely, Paul. Tax preparation is an incredibly complex and detail-oriented field, so applying AI there could streamline processes significantly. It'll be fascinating to see how well it handles the nuances of intricate tax laws.
Before we wrap up, there's a cautionary tale from an AI-run cafe that reportedly lost $6,000 due to Gemini agent vulnerabilities, forcing them to switch to GPT 5.5. It's a stark reminder of real-world risks.
It really is, Paul. That story highlights the critical importance of thoroughly vetting and securing AI agents, especially when they're managing financial transactions or inventory. Vulnerabilities can quickly lead to substantial losses.
Indeed, Jane. And finally, on a more geopolitical note, a China-linked activist group reportedly blocked over $23.6 billion in U.S. AI infrastructure projects. This indicates the broader strategic importance of AI development.
That's a significant figure, Paul. And it definitely points to the escalating competition and concerns around AI dominance on a global scale. Infrastructure is foundational, so any delays there have ripple effects.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's Merge Sort AI Digest. Thanks for joining me, Jane, for another insightful discussion. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI news.